La vérité éclate toujours. Chapitre 1, Language Study 2. Okay, we are working through this text. Let's go straight on, starting with Il s'était connu.
Il s'était connu sur les bancs de la fac en première année de journalisme à Paris.
Okay, il s'était connu. We've got a lovely pluperfect tense here. And not only that, it's a pluperfect with être.
Yes, with être and also with, why is it être, Marc?
Because it's a reflexive verb.
Très bien.
We're talking about se connaître, to get to know each other, or to, in a sense, to meet. You can use se connaître in that sense. So, il s'était connu, and we're using the past participle of the verb connaître with the imperfect tense of the verb
to be.
To be. And that's how we form the pluperfect, of course.
Sur les bancs de la fac.
Okay, so on the literally the benches of the university.
En première année de journalisme à Paris.
So in the first year of journalism in Paris. And when did this happen?
Il y a un peu plus de 30 ans.
So a little more than 30 years ago. That's using il y a for ago. Mm-hmm.
Ils avaient tout de suite sympathisé et étaient devenus inséparables.
So this verb sympathiser is an interesting one. Ils avaient tout de suite sympathisé.
Yeah, we're talking about them getting to know each other and basically becoming very quickly very good friends.
Okay, so it's not like sympathizing
with each other. No, it's totally different. It's more like when you say to hit it off.
To hit it off, yeah. They immediately hit it off.
Yeah. Toujours dans les bons coups, tout comme les foireux d'ailleurs.
Okay, now we need to use a little bit of idiomatic English here as well, don't we? So, toujours dans les bons coups.
Yeah, quand tu es dans un bon coup, I mean, you end up always kind of, everything turns out okay.
Okay.
Right? Everything is fine.
Yep.
So, everything is successful, everything is positive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and when you talk about un coup foireux, is you try something and it went flop. It went like, really, it just didn't work out at all.
So, in a sense, in English, we're saying in good times and in bad times.
Bad times.
Like good times and bad, or do we say the thick and...
Thick and thin. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alliterative, very good. Foireux.
Ouais.
What does it mean literally?
Foireux, alors, it comes from the verb foirer, okay, which has different kind of a slang connotations.
Yep.
Okay. So when you're foirer quelque chose, foirer un examen means you bombed it.
That's okay. What right, okay.
You made a mess of it.
Yep.
Okay. So un coup foireux would be something that didn't work out at all, but he was still there because he was his best friend.
Or
a very good friend.
Okay.
So he was always there, supportive, through thick and thin.
Can I just come back to the tout comme there? Because we've got toujours dans les bons coups, tout comme les foireux d'ailleurs.
Ouais.
So that's like saying always in the good times.
Yeah. As well as.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every bit as much as the bad times too. So
as much as.
Yeah, so through the good times and indeed the bad times too. Okay, and then we go on here.
Une complicité qui fit d'eux les meilleurs amis du monde.
Right, so the word complicité, we would use in English complicity, but it's more than that, or it's a better word. We could use a bond, or the closeness.
Yes, yes.
So which...
turned them into...
The best friends of the world.
Yes,
we've
got a nice narrative, a nice past historique here of faire, you know, qui fit.
Let's run through this. So je fis.
Tu fis.
Il fit.
Elle fit.
Nous fîmes.
Vous fîtes.
Ils firent.
Très bien, ils firent.
And elles firent.
Sans avoir peur, ils firent. Elle est pas mal celle-là.
Elle est pas mal. Okay, so faire in the past historic there. Okay, and again, it's just about recognizing these. You see that F-I-T and you think, oh, yeah, that's faire. Okay, good.
You will see that when you pick up a book on the shelf. Yeah. You will see that in the past.
Okay, let's go on.
Professionnellement, ils avaient travaillé ensemble à maintes reprises.
Okay, another beautiful phrase here. So professionally, ils avaient travaillé ensemble, they had worked together, à maintes reprises.
Maintes reprises.
This means many times over, on numerous occasions.
Was that many a time, you say?
Many a time,
this kind of level, no?
many a time, I don't know whether that is I don't think that would be the kind of literary level that we would use here. Many a time is almost more like kind of poetic or something.
Well, maintes reprises, very few people would use that in a spoken way.
Okay.
So we're talking here about something written here, remember? So it's
I think
it's
numerous occasions. Kind of, yeah, numerous occasions sounds posh enough.
Good. Et cette collaboration les avait emmenés aux quatre coins du monde.
So, and this collaboration les avait emmenés. So them had taken, and that's a nice agreement there on the emmené with the les that comes before the auxiliary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it had taken them aux quatre coins du monde. That's really difficult to say, aux quatre coins du monde, because I'm thinking cuatro in Spanish or cuatro in Italian, and then cuatro coins du monde, because it comes with a qua afterwards. Anyway, the four corners of the world, and that's how you would say all over the world.
Yes.
Literally, four corners. Mm-hmm.
Et avait scellé leur amitié à jamais.
I remember, I've always liked the word scellé. When I was doing my year abroad in France, when I lived in France and was working in a French school, I remember buying one of these wax seals and
it had
it had my initials on it.
Oh, nice.
And I got wax, and when I was writing letters home and so on, I used to initial this with my wax seal, and that's where I learned the word scellé first, so to seal.
Yeah.
And it's this collaboration which had sealed their friendship forever.
Yeah. À jamais.
Okay, let's continue.
Max était en plus d'une gentillesse, d'une sincérité et d'une intégrité.
Okay, so we'll pause there. Max was furthermore of a kindness, a sincerity and an integrity
qui lui avait permis, entre autres,
which had allowed him, among other things,
de traverser les moments difficiles et délicats de la vie et de gravir plus rapidement les échelons dans la profession.
Right, quite a long sentence there. So these aspects of his character, so his kindness, his sincerity and his integrity had allowed him, among other things, to literally traverse the difficult moments or the difficult and delicate moments of life et de gravir plus rapidement, so and to climb more quickly the echelon, the echelons of the profession. That sounds terribly posh in English. So it allowed him to climb up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sort of professional ladder. Basically, he got promoted more quickly because of that kindness and the integrity and so on.
Il incarnait donc le journaliste par excellence.
He, there's a better way to say this in
he
English.
He was the journalist, the personified. Or
he personified, that's the word
yeah,
I was
looking
for. Yeah, your English is much better than mine at the moment. I think we've
just
been
today.
So he personified, il incarné. So literally he incarnated in a sense.
Do you know that we use incarné for a film as well? When an actor is incarné le rôle de...
Okay.
Il incarne le rôle, il incarne le rôle d'un... So
and does that have a qualitative sense? Do you say that he did that well?
No, it doesn't mean that. It's just that's your job.
Okay.
The actor's job in that film was incarner le rôle de.
Right.
Il incarnait le rôle de quelqu'un.
Yeah. Okay. So he takes on the role of someone, but it also can be that sort of superlative idea.
Yes.
He personified.
He was the. Could you say epitome, Mark?
You could indeed. Yeah. So he was the epitome of the excellent journalist, or something like that. Donc, il incarnait le journaliste par excellence.
And I like this thing, incarner something par excellence. Par excellence makes it that he was the number one. He was the best at his job.
He personified the idea of an excellent journalist, the epitome of an amazing journalist.
Good.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Je continue?
Ouais, vas-y.
James a toujours eu une profonde admiration à son égard.
So here we're into the perfect. So James has always had a deep admiration à son égard. That's a nice phrase.
It's like saying, it's like at his expense, but something positive is towards him.
Towards him.
Towards him.
Give us another example of that.
J'ai beaucoup d'admiration pour Mark Pendleton. J'ai beaucoup d'admiration à son égard.
Okay.
À ton égard, à mon égard, à leur égard. It's good revision of all your possessive adjectives as well.
Good. Okay, so James a toujours eu une profonde admiration à son égard. So we're talking here about Max, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Et aussi une certaine fierté à le compter encore parmi ses amis intimes.
Okay, and also a certain pride, une fierté à le compter, to count him or to include him still among his intimate friends, his best friends.
Yeah, his best friends.
Okay, even though...
Bien que les aléas de la vie les a éloignés l'un de l'autre ces dernières années.
Okay, so this is a little, again, quite a high level here. So, les aléas de la vie Is that like the ups and downs yeah. of life? Yes. Yeah. So les aléas de la vie les éloigner l'un de l'autre. Right. So let's split this up here.
We've got bien que plus subjonctive.
So this time we have got that bien que, although, or even though, plus the subjunctive here est from the verb avoir, A-I-E-N-T. So although the ups and downs of life, they had distanced themselves from each other, the one of the other, l'un de l'autre. Now, I think for learners, l'un de l'autre is one of those tricky expressions. Can you give us another example of l'un de l'autre?
Well, I don't want to sound too negative, but mm-hmm. if you were thinking about two children that had been separated at birth.
Okay.
Okay. Les deux enfants avaient été séparés à la naissance, avaient été séparés l'un de l'autre.
Séparés l'un de l'autre. Okay, so l'un de l'autre, yeah. the one from the other.
But I could have said l'un et l'autre avaient été séparés à la naissance. That yeah. would work as well as a subject.
Yeah, so l'un et l'autre, there you're seeing both of them.
Yes, that's a good one.
Tricky, but I think for, mm-hmm. for a native English speaker, or indeed someone who's learning French from the starting point of another language, is that in English at least, we say from each other. And as soon as you say each, you start to think about how do you say each?
Shack.
Yeah, but we don't want to think about
now.
So from each other. Think of that. If you're seeing from each other, convert that into kind of franglais and say the one from the other, and then you're fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's it. Good. It can be quite tricky.
Yep.
Good point.
So although these ups and downs of life had
separated them,
distanced them from each other, ces dernières années, these
we've mentioned as well that IEQTS en éloigné.
Yeah, absolutely. So les again there, we're talking about Max and James.
Yeah. Et qu'ils puissent rester des mois sans se donner de nouvelles.
Okay, so now this et qu'ils puissent is still dependent on that bien que. So that's why we need another subjunctive. And that they can stay months without giving each other news. So they can be out of touch for months.
Mais toujours reprendre là où ils en étaient restés.
But still able to pick up again, reprendre, là où ils en étaient restés. So exactly the same point where they
left off.
Yeah. That is a very complex sentence. I think we should take it back and just go through it again slowly.
James a toujours eu une profonde admiration à son égard.
So James has always had a deep admiration for Max.
Et aussi une certaine fierté à le compter encore parmi ses amis intimes.
And also a certain pride to be able to count him among his close friends.
Bien que les aléas de la vie les aient éloignés l'un de l'autre.
Even though the ups and downs of life had separated them from each other.
Ces dernières années.
These last few years.
Et qu'ils puissent rester des mois.
And that they can stay months, or they can go months.
Sans se donner de nouvelles.
Without having any news from each other or sharing any news.
Mais toujours reprendre là où ils en étaient restés.
And this is the crucial bit, but still be able to pick up where they left off. Right. Complex, complex stuff. Okay, once again, what we're going to do is go back through this this paragraph. We'll listen again to this segment of the text. And then you can move on to the next episode.
Faites une pause avant quand même.
Ouais, tout à fait. Nous aussi, hein.
Ouais. Ils s'étaient connus sur les bancs de la fac, en première année de journalisme à Paris, il y a un peu plus de 30 ans. Ils avaient tout de suite sympathisé et étaient devenus inséparables, toujours dans les bons coups, tout comme les foireux d'ailleurs. Une complicité qui fit d'eux les meilleurs amis du monde. Professionnellement, ils avaient travaillé ensemble à maintes reprises et cette collaboration les avait emmenés aux quatre coins du monde et avait scellé leur amitié à jamais. Max était en plus d'une gentillesse, d'une sincérité et d'une intégrité qui lui avait permis, entre autres, de traverser les moments difficiles et délicats de la vie et de gravir plus rapidement les échelons dans la profession. Il incarnait donc le journaliste par excellence. James a toujours eu une profonde admiration à son égard et aussi une certaine fierté à le compter encore parmi ses amis intimes. Bien que les aléas de la vie les aient éloignés l'un de l'autre ces dernières années et qu'ils puissent rester des mois sans se donner de nouvelles, mais toujours reprendre là où ils en étaient restés.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.